Sean.
Hello. Good to see you.
It is a privilege to be with you this morning.
我感到在你们中间，我感到非常荣幸。
And it is great to know that we share in a Holy Spirit that unites our hearts together.
而且也很高兴知道说，因为有圣灵在我们中间，我们心能合而为一。
I will read the text in Hebrews chapter 8.
我们今天的经文是希伯来书第八章。
The first two verses.
第一、第二节。
And then verse 6 through 12.
然后第六节到第十二节。
Hear the word of the Lord.
请聆听上帝的话语。
Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
我们所讲的是第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
A minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man.
在圣所就是真帐幕里坐执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
In verse 6, but as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises.
如今耶稣所，第六节，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许所立的。
For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second.
那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。For
he finds fault with them when he says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not like the covenant that I made with the fathers, on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约人乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall not teach each one to his neighbor and each one to his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你应该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪前。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
please send your Holy Spirit this morning that our hearts might be made new and refreshed in you.
求主你派你的圣灵来更新复苏我们的心。
Help us to understand your word that we may be encouraged in the faith.
帮助我们了解这些话语，以致我们得以鼓励。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣的名求, Amen.
As you may have seen this morning, my wife and I have three little boys.
你今天早上大概已经看到了，我和我太太有三个儿子。
A while back, we were all driving home from somewhere listening to the radio.
有一段时间我们开车出门，那在回家的路上正好在听收音机。
A song came on that was popular when we were in high school.
刚好听到有一首歌是我们上高中的时候 很有名的一首曲子。
It's a silly song, and we started singing it at the top of our voice, and we were dancing in the front seat.
因为这个歌词很轻快，所以我们是手脚舞，sorry. 反正就是很高兴啊，又唱又跳的，很高兴。
It was partly to embarrass our kids.
一半是就是看我们的小孩会不会觉得不好意思。
But also to see how they would react at their parents just being silly.
然后也让他们知道说，这个平常很正经八百的父母其实也有喜欢瞎搞的一面。
It was really fun.
然后真的实在是很好玩的。
Few things in life have taken me by surprise more than having children.
的确，这个当爸爸的感觉是在我一生中所经历的最大的惊喜。
As a young adult, I thought about getting married and having kids.
我从当年轻人开始，我就有想过说结婚生小孩。
I knew parenting wouldn't be easy.
当然我也知道说这个当父母是不容易的事情。
But as I anticipated it, my thoughts went something like this.
但是我在思考的时候呢，我就是这样想的。
How wonderful will that be?
应该是蛮不错吧。
To have some little guy look up to you or idolize you.
有一个小伙子，他一直跟在你后面敬你如神。
And you get to make them what you want to be, right?
然后你能够照你的意思来塑造他们。
You have a little buddy to spend time with.
然后呢，有一个人他愿意时常的在你身边陪伴你。
And eventually they mow your lawn and they fix the fence.
然后呢，他够大的时候，你能派他出去割草修篱笆。
Well, eventually I did get married and I started having kids.
所以呢，我的确是结了婚，生了小孩。
And I can say very honestly that I had no idea how great it would be to have kids.
然后说实话，我真的实在是没有办法描述做爸爸的感觉是多奇妙。
I never knew you could love your kids so much.
我从来不知道说爱孩子的心是这么美妙的。
Or that they would actually love you back.
而且他们也是全心全意的爱你们。
I never knew how much fun they could be.
我也不知道说我跟他们是有这么快乐的时间。
Or how much we would laugh.
有许多的欢笑的时间。
I had no idea how amazing life would be with my children.
我以前都不知道说有小孩竟然是这种感受。
I could imagine what it would be like to be a dad.
虽然说我的脑子里能够思想，能够想象这种情况。
But when I finally attained it, the reality was so much better than what I could bring up in my mind.
可是当我终于真的成了爸爸以后，这个事实比我的想象是出于我的想象的。
This is similar to what it was like for the Old Testament prophets when they spoke about Israel's future blessing.
就是如同这样，以这个旧约的先知他们说到以色列未来的祝福也是如此。
They would convey promises of peace, of joy, of victory for the faithful remnant.
他们一直应许。 未来有平安，有喜乐，有胜利，对那些仍旧对主这个忠心的那些人渔民。
They knew about this age to come where God would finally and completely restore His people.
他们知道有一日上帝会来完完全全的重建他的子民。
They spoke of these truths, and in Hebrews 11, we know that they actually believed these truths.
这些先知们，他们做出了他们的预言，而且这个希伯来书第十一章告诉我们说，他们是真的相信这些预言的。
Yet, they had no idea what the future would look like, or how great it would actually be.
可是他们实实在在无法想象未来到底是怎么样，是多么美好的。
One of the passages, or one of the prophecies, lies at the heart of our passage this morning.
我们今天读的经文的核心就是其中的这一个预言。
Hebrews 8 describes Jesus as the mediator of a new covenant.
希伯来书第八章把耶稣描述为新约的中保。
This new covenant prophecy comes from Jeremiah.
这个新约的应许是耶利米书的。
During a time when Judah was about to be carried off into exile.
而且这个是犹大国正要灭国被疏散到外邦人之中的一个预言。
During a time of unbelievable horror and confusion for Israel.
而且这个对以色列国来说是一个极其恐怖和混乱的时代。
Jeremiah spoke amazing words of promise meant to give great hope and comfort for Israel.
耶利米说了这些预言为的是给以色列人盼望和安慰。
The writer of Hebrews is arguing that this prophecy is meant for us as believers today.
希伯来书的作者就是他的论证就是说这个应许对现在的我们仍然是有效的。
Even more than that,This prophecy is the very foundation of our gospel.
而且更多的是这个预言是我们福音的根基。
Our hope in Christ rests on the promises of this new covenant.
我们在基督里的盼望是在这个新约应许之上的，建立在这个新约应许之上的。
We are a lot alike. We are a lot alike Israel and the prophets in those days.
我们的现在的光景也跟当时的以色列人非常相像的。
Israel faced exile for their disobedience, and they wondered if God had abandoned them.
以色列人因为不听上帝的话，他们正要被流放，所以他们心里就质疑说，神是不是把他们给丢弃了？
We struggle daily with sin and whether or not to believe in a promise that we will overcome.
我们也是天天因为罪在挣扎，而且我们也常常质疑说，我们到底什么时候能够胜过这些挣扎。
Some here may lack assurance of faith.
我们有些人或许会觉得自己的信心不够。
Some here may not even have yet embraced the promises of Christ.
而且甚至有些人他们不愿意接受耶稣的应许。
And so are faced with their own exile.
因此他们自己也是在心灵流放的状态。
A mortality without hope.
然后他们要面对的是没有希望的死亡。
But there is hope.
可是的确是有盼望。
And the reality is way more than we can ask for or imagine.
而且我们要得的这个真正的应许是比我们能够想象的或是求的更大更美。
When Jesus fulfilled this new covenant promise,
当耶稣成就了这个新约的应许的时候，
He became so much more than just the best thing that God could come up with to save his people.
他不但是这个神救他的子民的最佳的计划所成就的而已。
He became the culmination of a long-standing plan to fulfill the greatest promise God would ever give.
他是成就了这个上帝最美好应许的最高峰。
And beyond this, there is no greater promise.
然后除此以外，没有更好的应许了。
Now, before we look at the substance of this promise, we must first see that the promise of the gospel is bound up in the new covenant.
我们在看这个应许的细节之前，我们事先必须认识的就是，福音的应许是在新约里面的其中之一的应许。
And we start by understanding this greatest of all promises.
我们要看这个最大的应许之前,
in the context of all of God's promises.
我们首先要回头看神以前所做过的应许。
Now, God's covenants in Scripture are very special kinds of promises.
上帝做过许多应许，可是他的最特别的应许是以约的方式来建立的。
These were specific, monumental events in history.
这个是历史性的特定的伟大的事件。
Where God made loving and graceful promises that if his people would walk in his ways, they would be blessed.
神满有爱心，有恩典，答应他的子民，说他们若愿意行走他的道路，他们就必受祝福。
They also included punishments for disobedience, known as covenant curses.
然后，可是但是呢，他们若不愿意遵守，就会受诅咒。
Both blessings and curses are found in these, in each of these promises.
所以每一个应许之中有祝福也有诅咒。
And central to Hebrews chapter 8, and arguably the whole book of Hebrews,
希伯来书第八章，而且这是希伯来书的这个整本。
is a prophecy found in Jeremiah 31 concerning the new covenant.
他引用了耶利米书第31章的一个有关新约的应许。
In verse 8 and following, he begins this quote.
他从第八节开始就是引用这个耶利米书。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant.
日子到了，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
这个是以色列家，犹大家。
Not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候。
For they did not continue in my covenant.
因为他们不恒心守我的约。
And so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord.
我也不理他们。
Now the old covenant referred to here is the covenant given through Moses on Mount Sinai.
这个旧约，这个讲到的旧约是摩西在西乃山上所给的约。
The law of Moses directed Israel how to live.
因为摩西的律法是指示以色列人如何生活的。
And it included the promise that if they obeyed, God would bless Israel abundantly and make them secure.
其中的应许呢，就是说他们若愿意遵守，那以色列人就大大受祝福，而且会有安得安全。
Yet before entering the promised land, Moses repeatedly warned Israel to carefully obey the law.
那在还没有进应许之地之前呢，摩西就是重复的。
In Deuteronomy 8, 18 and 19, he says this, You shall remember the Lord your God, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day.
为要鉴定他向你列祖起誓所立的约像今日一样。
And if you forget the Lord your God,
你若忘记耶和华你的神,
and go after other gods and serve them and worship them,
随从别的神侍奉敬拜,
I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish.
你们必定灭亡, 这是我今日警戒你们的。
In the end, it was disobedience to this covenant, to the covenant of Moses, that led to their exile.
因为以色列人不顺服这个约，他们就被流放到外邦人之间了。Yet
as they are about to be carried away,
但是就是在他们这个被掳的这个前夕,
God promised them a new covenant where he would finally and completely bless his people.
上帝给他们应许说，要给他们一个新约，他会完全完完全全的祝福他的子民。
According to Jeremiah 31, God intended to rescue the oppressed.
这个耶利米第31书记载说， 上帝的旨意是 要救回那些被压弃的子民
To turn mourning into gladness
让那些原本有叹息的人他们转为欢呼
And sorrow into joy
让悲伤能够转为喜乐
With this covenant, once and for all, there would be no confusion.
那以后就不会再有混乱。
No disobedience.
不再有不顺服。
No separation from God.
不再与上帝隔绝。
And no sin.
不再犯罪。
It is this new covenant that Christ refers to at the Last Supper when he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
所以耶稣在最后晚餐的时候他说这新约是 我的血所立的他讲的就是耶利米书第31章这个新约
The Apostle Paul repeats Christ's words in 1 Corinthians 11
那保罗呢也是引用基督所说的话在在他在是在这个哥林多前书第11章引用基督的话
Paul later describes himself as a minister of this new covenant
他也自己说自己是这个新约的一个传道人
And in chapters 9 and 12 of Hebrews Christ is called the mediator of this new covenant
希伯来书第九章和第十二章 也称呼基督为新约的中保
Truly this new covenant connected with Christ plays a very important role in God's plan of redemption
这个新约跟这个基督所立的新约是神救赎计划的很重要的一部分
The Mosaic Covenant was not the only covenant that God made with his people
而且上帝不只是以摩西之约以神的子民立约
It began in the garden
其实是从伊甸园开始的
When Adam and Eve ate the tree they violated God's covenant.
当亚当夏娃吃禁果的时候，他们就是违背了上帝的约。
But instead of destroying them outright, he made a new promise to them, a new covenant.
神却没有马上把他们处死，反而是给他们一个新的应许，说他会有一个新的约。
One day, the seed of Adam would crush the head of the serpent.
有一天，女人的后裔会。
A descendant of Adam would rise up and triumph over the evil one.
会亚当会有一个后裔会起来，胜过这个恶者。
This one amazing promise signaled the entire redemptive plan of God.
所以这个奇妙的应许就是上帝计划的前的第一次的应许。
This victory. Promised in the garden would eventually be fulfilled in Christ.
所以这个伊甸园的应许是最后是在基督里所成就的。
Some teachers have attempted to separate the Old Testament scriptures and the New.
有一些人呢，他们认为说旧约和新约是完全是两回事。
They would argue that the God of the Old Testament is not the God of the New.
他们甚至认为说。旧约所描述的上帝不是新约所描述的同一位上帝
They argue that redemption in Christ is no way linked to that great redemptive plan begun in the garden
他们也因此认为基督所给的救赎是跟以前的这些完全没有关系是一个全新的计划
And the same plan that is carried out through the history of Israel
更与以色列历史毫无关系
All of this could not be further from the truth.
事实却是刚好相反。
Our redemption rests squarely on the plan revealed through all of God's covenantal promises found in Scripture.
我们因为能够得救，是靠着那个上帝经过他世世代代立与他的子民立约所给我们的计划。
To Adam, he promised a way of redemption.
他对亚当保证了将来会有救赎的计划。
To Noah, he promised to sustain the earth and preserve life.
他向挪亚保证说他会维持地球的生，而且地球之上的生命。
To Abraham, he promised descendants that would bless the nations.
他向亚伯拉罕保证说会有后裔来祝福万国万民。
And a land for his people to live in.
而且他的子民会有居住之地。
To Moses, he established the nation of Israel to be an example for God.
像对了摩西，他保证说以色列民会是万民的榜样。
And to David, he promised an eternal throne.
他也向大卫保证永永远远的这个王位。
All are progressive revelations of one overarching plan of God to redeem His people.
这些其实都是为了上帝唯一的那个计划渐渐的启示。
The promises in these covenants all find their culmination in this one new covenant fulfilled in Christ.
那这些所有的约最后是以新约和基督里成就的。
The main thing to understand is this.
所以我们必须了解的是这个结论。
The gospel of Christ does not begin in a manger.
其实基督的福音不是从马槽里开始的。
It begins in the garden.
是从伊甸园就开始了。
And this fact should bring us great joy.
而且我们因为应该也因此而大大的喜乐。
Because it affirms the greatness of our God.
因为这个我们因为了解这个，我们才能够认定上帝的伟大。
And the fact that what he says he will do, he can and will accomplish.
我们才能够坚信说他所说的事情他必定成就。
Nothing ever has and nothing ever will thwart God's plan of redemption.
从来没有什么东西能够破坏他的计划，以后也不会来什么，以后也不会有的。
And this is great news.
这是大好的消息。
And this will be an everlasting covenant.
而且这个新约是一个永永远远都成立的新约。
No other promises are necessary.
以后就 不必再有什么样的应许了。
This new covenant fulfills all God's promises of redemption.
因为它已经成就上帝一切所做过的应许。
And with Christ as both mediator and their guarantor, it can never fail.
以基督为中保，这个约是永远不会，永远不会失败的。
Christ himself ensures his people will continue and obey.
因为基督自己他能够确定他的子民能够继续顺服这个约的条件。
The better promises of the new covenant make sure that his people will be fully redeemed.
所以这个新约的这些更美的应许是确认他的子民是完完全全的得救赎。
Fully changed.
完完全全的被改变。
Never to be the focus of God's wrath again.
再也不必面对上帝的愤怒了。
But to accomplish this, not only will hearts need to be changed.
可是这个能够成就是其中的必须之一，就是我们的心必须彻底的改变。
But the sin and separation brought on by the fall must be overcome as well.
而且人类堕落所导致的这个分离也必须挽回。
So what are the promises of this greatest covenant of all?
这个最大的约里面到底给我们什么样的应许呢？
There are three great promises. The first is that God promises to give us a new heart.
新约里面有三个伟大的应许，其中第一个就是上帝答应我们一定会给我们一颗新的心。
Beginning in verse 10, God says, For the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts.
第十节，那日子以后，我以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。
Having the law in mind and heart was not necessarily something new.
就是我们所思所想的都是上帝的律法，这个其实也不是一个新的概念。
Israel was already expected to know the law, to memorize it.
这个以色列全国的子民都是应该这个知道律法，能够背诵的。
The psalmist describes the law as being perfect, converting the soul.
这个诗篇第十九章第七节说，律法是完美的，是能够改变灵魂的。
In Deuteronomy 6, Moses commands them to always keep the law before them.
生命记第六章，摩西也是命令子民说，时时刻刻的默想律法。
Psalm 119 extols the beauty of the law.
诗篇119篇描述的都是这个上帝律法的美善。
And Psalm 37 speaks of the righteous man as having the law of his God in his heart.
而诗篇第三十七节讲说，义人是时时刻刻的把上帝的律法放在心上的。
And yet the law itself could not change hearts.
可是律法本身是不能改变人心的。
It was not designed to.
因为它根本它的原来的设计就不是没有它没有这个功能。
The heart of man was and is naturally inclined away from God.
人心的自然状态就是不知不觉就是越来越远离神了。
Jeremiah himself describes this problem in 17:9, where he says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can know it?"
耶利米书第十七章第九节说，人心比万物诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？
Jeremiah had seen plenty of idolatry and wickedness in Israel.
因为耶利米的时，在耶利米的时代，他看到了以色列是极其败坏，到处都是拜假神。
They simply could not change themselves.
他们无法自己改变自己。
They needed something more powerful.
他们需要有更大有力的一个什么东西。
It is interesting to note that the Ten Commandments were first given to Israel on tablets of stone.
这个十诫当时颁布的时候呢，是以石板的方法来记录的。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Most of us probably assume it was to preserve the law for posterity.
我们可能认为说，哦，就是为了能够留这个留一个长久的记录吧。
But many things were spoken on Sinai those 40 days.
可是这个摩西在西乃山上的四十天，他还要记载很多其他的事情。
All of it was written on scrolls, including the commandments.
这些呢，包括十诫本身是记载在这个书卷上的。
Why put the ten on stone?
为什么特别把十诫刻在石板上？
By the time Israel reached Mount Sinai, they had exhibited plenty faithlessness.
因为以色列人其实在西乃山的脚的这个山脚的下，已经表现了许多的他表现出他们其实是没有信心的子民。
Then, while Moses is on the mountain, Israel is creating an idol and worshiping it.
摩西在山上与神讲话，以色列人在山脚下这个造假神，拜金牛犊。
Quite simply, by writing the commandments in stone, God was giving Israel a picture of their heart.
所以神把这个把十诫写在石板上，是象征以色列子民他们心硬。
Hearts that should have responded with love and thankfulness for a God that saved them from Egyptian slavery.
神是 把他们从以色列为奴救赎出来，他们应该是爱神，对他有感激的。
We're instead cold and hard like stone.
他们却又冷又硬，像石头一样。
At this point, Ezekiel 36:26 makes more sense.
所以以西结书第三十六章第二十六节，
God says, "And I will give you a new heart."
我要给你们一颗新的心。
And a new spirit I will put within you.
给你们一个新的灵。
And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
我会拿去你们心中的石心。
And give you a heart of flesh.
给你们一颗肉心。
To have fellowship restored with God, we must have hearts of flesh.
我们能够与上帝有真正的关系的话, 我们必须要有这个肉心。
Hearts that can be receptive to the law of God being written upon them.
因为只有肉心才能接受上帝的律法得以改变。
God must act to make our stony hearts beat again.
而且只有上帝能够把我们的实心改成肉心。
Without this fundamental change, we would respond just as Israel did.
我们假如没有这个从心里的改变的话，我们会变得像以色列人一样。
And this new covenant would be just as ineffective.
这个新约在我们身上也就一样无效了。The
new covenant promise to write the law upon our hearts.
这个新约这个应许说这个律法写在我们心上。
Is the promise to have our hearts be made alive again through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是一个应许说圣灵必来使我们的心活过来。
Only then may we receive the law.
只有在那个时候我们才能接受律法。
Just like Israel, our hearts need transformation.
像以色列一样，我们的心其实也是需要改变的。
They need to be infused with the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们必须，我们必须有需要有圣灵的能力在我们里面。
And they need the law of God written on them.
必须有上帝的律法直接写在我们的心上。
This is what salvation in Christ is exactly about.
这个就是基督的救赎。
Because we who are dead in our trespasses and sins, as Paul puts it,
以弗所书第二章第一节说，我们是死在我们的过犯里面的。
We must wait for God to come along and change us.
我们只有等待上帝来改变我们才有希望。
And here, he promises to do just that.
他在这里就是给我们这个应许。
When we are called by God, our hearts are made able to respond to him by his Spirit's work.
所以我们被上，当我，当上帝呼唤我们的时候，我们的心会被转变。 能够回应他的呼唤。
And then he writes his law there.
然后他就把他的律法写在我们里面。
This is great news.
这个是大好的消息。
Because it shows that it's not about how much we know or how hard we work.
因为这个不关乎我们到底是认识多少或者我们有多努力。
God himself is at work securing our lives for him.
因为做工使我们的永生里面有确信的是上帝。
All this leads to the second promise that he will restore lost fellowship.
第二个应许呢，他是会恢复我们的相交。
Verse 11 says this, and they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
希伯来书第八章第十一节，他们不用个人教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你们应该认识主，因为他们从最小到至大的都必认识我。
This verse is not saying that the new covenant somehow makes us know everything.
这个不是说我们有了新约我们就什么都知道了。
We will have all eternity to plumb the depths of the majesty and grandeur of God.
因为我们到永恒的时候，我们还是能够认识有关上帝更多更深的这个永永远远都学不完的。And
certainly this doesn't say that we magically stop learning.
这也不表示说我们当了基督徒以后，我们就什么都不用学了。As
believers, we still have an inadequate understanding of God and His commands.
因为就算是身为基督徒，我们也是对上帝和他的命令了解不够。
And so the function of teaching still exists in the church today.
所以这个教会里面还是需要有教导的。
The focus in this verse is about God restoring fellowship with his people.
而这个章节所注目的是上帝与他的子民能够再有互相交通的这个。
And what is changed is the fact that we no longer need to come to God through a mediator.
因为我们不必再经过另外一个人才能够到主的到神的面前。
Now, the old covenant always had mediators standing between God and his people.
因为旧的约都是有一个中保在上帝和他的子民之间呢。
Their role was to represent the people to God and represent God to the people.
他们所扮的角色呢，扮演的角色就是在神的面前代表他的子民，在神的子民面前代表上帝。
In the old covenant, Moses and eventually the priests and the prophets fulfilled this role.
在旧约里面是摩西，还有后来的祭司和先知扮演这个角色的。
When God would speak to his people, he would first speak to his mediator.
所以上帝想要对他的子民说话的时候，他是先向这个中保说话的。
Who in turn exhorted them to know the Lord.
然后呢，他的这些中保就会向子民宣告，然后再加一个叮咛说，你们要认识你们的上帝。
The people could never go before God and petition him directly.
人民是没有办法直接向上帝这个求什么的。
To do so was to incur his wrath and risk destruction.
因为他们直接在站在上帝之前的话是会被毁坏的。
The new covenant has a mediator, but that mediator is Christ, and we are united in him.
那新约的中保是基督，而且我们是与基督联合的。
Having God and the mediator as the same person effectively removes this human barrier.
那既然这个中保他也是上帝本身的话，我们就不必再另有其人这个担当这个中保的角色了。
That is why at Jesus' resurrection, it is significant that the temple veil was torn.
所以耶稣在这个钉十字架的时候呢，这个幔子被裂成两半。
The veil and the fact that only the priest could enter the Holy of Holies showed this separation.
因为以前只有祭司能够通过这个幔子进到至圣所，这个表示说其实上帝是隔离的。
Now all who are in the new covenant may come before God, know him, and approach him directly.
现在一切在这个新约里面能够认识上帝，能够站在神面前。
This is gospel.
这个就是福音。
That the separation brought about by Adam's sin is now reversed.
因为亚当所犯的罪，我们原本是与上帝隔离的，可是现在我们已经没有这个隔离了。
It's not uncommon to feel like we're distant from God or that he doesn't hear us.
的确，我们时时常常的感受是觉得说上帝好像很远，或者他根本不理我们。
But the gospel shows us that he has gone through so much to restore us to himself.
可是福音却告诉我们说，上帝是排除万难来把我们带到他们里面的。
More than that, he has promised, even covenanted himself to do so.
而且他不但是行动了，而且他给我们他自己的应许。
That should give us great joy.
我们应该为此大大喜乐。
Because whether we feel distant or not,
因为这个是不关乎我们的感受的。
As believers in Christ, we can know that God is fulfilling and will fulfill his promise to unite us to himself.
我们若信基督的话，我们就知道说上帝已经成就他的应许，他以后也一定会把我们能够完完全全的带到他里面去。
The final promise in the new covenant is to finally and completely remove our sin.
这个新约的最后一个应许是，就是完完全全的除去我们的罪。
Verse 12 says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more."
第十二节，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪前。
The greatest point of the passage is this.God promises to completely pardon sins.
所以上帝给我们这个最伟大的应许，就是他会完完全全的饶恕我们的罪。
In fact, in order to complete the other promises of this covenant, sin must first be dealt with.
因为 在其他的这个约里面其他的应许能够成就之前，我们必须把我们的这个罪这个问题解决掉。
The old covenant addressed Israel's sin through a sacrificial system.
旧约这个处理罪的方法是 以这个献祭的方式。
But instead of receiving comfort that their sins were actually forgiven,
可是以色列人却没有安慰说他们的罪是得了赦免。
The constant renewal of sacrifices merely reminded them that their sin was not removed but simply passed over.
这个每一年重复的日复一日重复献的这些祭是一个提醒说他们的罪其实还没有被赦免而只是暂时的受到遮盖而已。
The blood of bulls and goats could never remove sin.
这个牛羊的血是没有办法除去罪的。
These sacrifices were only a symbolic gesture that pointed towards a greater sacrifice to come.
这一切的祭，他们只是这个象征性的，他们指的是一个未来要来一个更大的牺牲。
The greater sacrifice would be Christ dying on a cross.
而这个更大的牺牲就是基督在十字架上的死所成就的。
The satisfaction of Christ's death brought an end to the sacrificial system.
而且因为基督的死，这个就结束了这个旧约的献祭。
And ensured that sin would be finally and completely removed to be remembered no more.
所以罪终于能够完完全全的被除去，再也不被纪念了。
It is important first to see that this forgiveness is free.
所以呢，我们必须看见的就是这个饶恕是完全免费的。
God is speaking of what He will do.
上帝是先给他的应许，说他必定成就的。
It is not by merit.
我们是无法赚得这个饶恕的。
We do not earn His forgiveness.
我们做什么都无法赚得这个饶恕的。
It is only by His mercy that He pardons, and only for His namesake.
他是为了他的名，因为他满有怜悯，才饶恕我们的。
Second, this forgiveness is full.
第二个呢，这个饶恕是完完全全的饶恕。
In the new covenant, all sin, all righteousness, all iniquity will be forgotten.
在新约里面，所有的一切的罪，一切的不义，都会被忘记。
Nothing will be held on account for a later date to be dealt with.
神不是说现在饶了你，以后再给你算账。
Past, present, and future sins are all washed away in the blood of Christ.
我们以前、现在和未来的还没有犯的罪，都已经被基督的血所洗净了。
And third, forgiveness will be forever.
而且这个饶恕是永永远远的饶恕。
It's not that God forgets.
不是。这里的忘记不是说 神好像是个健忘的神。
It's that Christ's sacrifice completely satisfies any and all demands laid by sin.
而是耶稣的死已经满足我们犯的罪所必须有的惩罚。
They are simply gone.
而我们现在已经完全被我们所有我们原来面临的这些惩罚已经完完全全的被挪去了。
To be a child of God is to have all barriers removed between Him and us.
我们是必须要这个意识，把在我们跟神之间的隔绝完完全全的除去，才能做他的儿女的。
Sin, separation, and hardness of heart must all be accounted for by the mercy of God.
我们原来是有罪的，我们原来是与神隔绝的，我们原来是心硬的，可是神在他的怜悯中把这些都对付掉了。
Thanks be to God, He has determined to do this through the new covenant.
我们感谢上帝，因为他是经过这个新约成就了这些事情。
If you are not sure if God can help a sinner like you or like me,
你假如还不是很确定说上帝能够真的帮像你这种人的话，
Know that His purpose has been from the very beginning to restore a people to Himself.
你要知道，上帝从这个创造的时候，他就已经确认了说他会把一群子民这个恢复到他的面前。
The new covenant is the final realization of this.
那而且这个新约是这个应许的最终的成就。
Now, probably many of us right now are thinking,
你可能坐在那里，你心里想的是呢？
But I don't feel like my heart has been transformed. I don't feel like my relationship has been restored.
你说我的心被改变了，我与神的关系也被恢复了，可是我没有这种感觉啊。
But just as God's plan of redemption has unfolded over many successive covenants,
可是上帝的这个上帝所成就的约，他也不是说一下就转变的，是渐渐的成就的。
So also this new covenant is fulfilled in stages.
新约也是如此，这样的渐渐的成就的。
Now the first step was forgiving sin.
这个第一步就是我们的罪必须得以赦免。
God has certainly done this in Christ.
神确实已经经过基督所成就的，做过把我们的罪给赦免了。
And removing our sin prepares the way for the Holy Spirit to begin renewing our hearts and implanting His law there.
我们的罪既然除了，圣灵就能够进到我们里面，这个更新我们的这个灵命。把上帝的律法写在我们里面。
He is doing this now as we walk with Him.
我们与神同行的时候，圣灵也是默默的在工作。
Our relationship has been restored, but
我们与他的关系其实已经恢复了。
We look for the day when we will see Christ, when He returns, and we stand before Him face to face.
我们也盼望有一天他再来，我们能够面对面的与他同行。
In the meantime, we still live and struggle with the brokenness of our lives.
我们现在活在这个世上，我们还是会因为我们的生命是以前曾是破碎的，会有许许多多的这个不顺利的地方。
All the while knowing that His promises are sure.
可是我们知道说上帝的应许是坚固的。
And because nothing can thwart the plans of God,
而且因为我们知道说上帝的计划是不能够被改变的。
The promises of the new covenant will be brought to completion in Christ.
上帝经过基督的这个计划是一定能够成就的。
I want to conclude by looking back at a verse that I skipped.
最后呢，我想回顾一下我故意没有念的一句话。
The second half of verse 10 says this.
第十节的后半段是这样讲的。
And I will be their God, and they will be my people.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
This phrase is repeated over and over in the Old Testament.
旧约这个时时这个不时的就会重复这句话。
The story of mankind is one of man running away from God.
这个人类的故事是人类不时的逃离神。
And God constantly pursuing us to bring us back.
可是神他也不放弃我们，他是一直追在我们后面，想要把我们带回家。
He is not a vengeful God whom we have to try to get in His good graces.
他不是一个复仇的神，我们是要，而我们要拼命的讨好他。
It is He who pursues us.
是他先爱了我们，他追在我们后面。
He pursues us as the Puritan and poet Francis Thompson once called him, the Hound of Heaven.
这个清教徒的一个诗人 Francis Thompson 就写了一首诗，把上帝描述为天堂的猎犬。
Palmer Robinson writes,
另外一个作者他写说
although Israel had failed in the fulfilling of its covenantal responsibilities,
以色列人虽然失败了，无法实行这个所有的这个约中的这些应许，
the Lord God of Israel would not fail in His purpose to establish a great people and a great nation to glorify His own name.
上帝却不会失败，而他的目的是建立一个伟大的子民，一个伟大的国家来荣耀他的名。
This is His promise.
这个就是上帝的应许。
And like my experience with being a father,
那就像我这个我的生活经验一样。
The reality of this promise is so much more than we can imagine.
这个应许所成就的未来的这个景象是我们无法想象的。
Yet one day we will see it in completion.
可是有一天我们是会看到这个成就的。
And it will be amazing.
然后成就的时候是一个真的是美妙无比的景象。
Thank you.
谢谢。